Darlene Cavalier of SciStarter.com is here to tell us about research projects that require the help of citizen scientists. Darlene, thank you so much for being on The Pulse.
Thank you for having me.
What are some projects people can get involved with this spring?
This spring is a perfect time to get involved in phenology projects. So Nature's Notebook and the National Phenology Network in particular are asking people to start paying attention to the life cycle changes of plants and animals. So this might be changes in the nesting habits of birds, certainly in the leafing cycle of plants near you, and even specifically looking at the timing that your lilacs, for example, bloom and when they die. And this information is all connected in the sense that it turns out that birds time their nesting to make sure that the insects are around to feed their baby birds. Those insects are dependent on certain plants to be around. So all of this ties together. The information that's collected through these National Phenology Network citizen science projects go into help inform climate assessment acts in the United States, for example. So it's important information. It's definitely needed, and now's the time to do it.
In this region, we also have the Science Festival coming up. Are you doing any citizen science events around that?
So many citizen science events. You are going to be sick and tired of seeing SciStarter and NWHYY. So the Philadelphia Science Festival takes place at the end of April, and it culminates on May 2nd with a big carnival on the parkway. We will be at the Schuylkill Nature Center getting people involved in a zombie project. So this is where we have zombie flies that actually infect honeybees, and we'll tell you how to look for that. It's pretty disgusting, and it's also eerily attractive for some reason. So we'll have the Zombie Watch project. We will show people how to measure air quality near them, indoor and outdoor, using your phone sensors as well. And we may even run some contests to help people figure out who has the fastest elevator in Philadelphia using sensors in your phone, which will also tell us whose elevators are pretty slow.
How did this project with the fastest elevator come about?
Yeah, that was a citizen scientist who developed that question on their own. And so this is another trend that we're starting to see in citizen science, where everyday people are saying, I have a question too. I'm curious to know where is the fastest elevator in the world? So they're using open access tools and existing platforms to develop their own citizen science projects.
New apps, sensors, and phones are becoming a bigger part of citizen science, right?
They are. Recently, Apple announced a new research framework for some of their newer instruments, and this is called Research Kit. And we already see some scientists rolling out apps that are layered on top of that framework. Researchers from Sage Research Network have just rolled out M-Power. And so this is designed to help use the sensors in your phone to measure disease and its progression. For example, with Parkinson's, you're given the opportunity to say, into your phone. Your phone sensors will measure your tremors, basically, and your pitch, and over time be able to determine if things are looking a little worse for you or remaining steady at time. But, you know, as a matter of convenience, it just saved that patient a trip to the doctor's office.
And Darlene, people can find out about all of these projects at your website.
That's right. At SciStarter.com, we will have the projects that were just mentioned in this segment on the front page.
Great.
Make it easy to find.
Thank you so much, Darlene.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.